very unfortunate start to the season. It comes directly back to me and everything that we did not get done. I thought the difference in the football game, two turnovers in the red zone, and the two critical third downs that we gave up, third and 13 and third and 18 from our defense. I thought our defense overall played much better than they played last year. I thought there were some bright spots on offense. I thought when we got to the red zone, we did what we couldn't do. We turned the football over. You can't turn the football over in the red zone, and that was our biggest critical error of the game. I've got to get our team to understand how to win football games. We were in situations to where I thought we executed at a high level on certain drives. Our quarterback executed at a certain level on certain drives, and then when it became critical time to make plays in the red zone, we did not make them, meaning I didn't put them in a position to give them the opportunity to make them. And defensively, I didn't put our defense in good situations at times to give them better opportunities to make plays. And at the end of the day, it comes directly back to me, the way that we perform. We will get better. We got a big week ahead of us, and that's where we're going. We were great in the locker room afterward. As tough as it was for us to lose that football game, we lost the football game together. And I told them that this game was directly connected to what I didn't have them ready to play. And I thought that we were 100% ready to play. There's no question about it. We had a great week of preparation. Nothing that happened on Saturday night changed anything to moving it to Sunday. It was just we did not go out and execute the way that we needed to execute to win the game. Moving forward, I thought that the North Carolina Cal game was pretty similar to some of the things that we went through. I think that they were in a situation where they could have won that football game a lot of different ways. Turnovers hurt them. I thought they really outplayed Cal. They outgained them offensively. I thought they did a really good job in their secondary, both teams, but mainly Carolina. This is going to be a tough opponent for us. We're looking forward to the challenge because they are the Tar Heels, and we need to come out and play a lot better than we've played in recent history. I think that with the man coverage that they put on Cal, they put a lot of stress and pressure on the quarterback position. I thought that the flip side of it is they have University of North Carolina Chapel Hill had really, really great backs. Really great backs. I thought the receiver, 17 Ratliff, is a tough cover. All in all, it was a very, very tough game for them to lose as it was for us. And I'm sure that they will grow a lot between game one and two, as we will, and we'll see a lot of differences from both teams moving forward.
Coach, how do you treat this week? Is our classes in today? Would it be in a holiday?
No, we are not.
Will you use that to your advantage?
Well, we have to stay on the schedule through NCAA rules to make sure that guys get a day off. So our guys will have today off today. We need that day off. But so that we can prepare as much as we can, and we'll get right back on a normal week schedule tomorrow morning.
Do you have to have a quarterback that's a threat to run to get the running game going? Because it looked like that you've heard throughout it was going to be we're going to have a running mobile quarterback, but Regis looked like even carrying out fakes, it didn't look like he was even carrying out the fakes. You see that like that?
Those are the things that we got to correct. I'll correct that with Reed. And apparently we didn't do a good enough job going into the game, making him understand the ability to use his legs. So that's something that we definitely have to do. I think that's all on coaching.
Scotty, big picture, do you think this week, this game is the most important game of your coaching career?
Yes, there's no question about it. We're not going to run from it. What we did is we lost to a team that was a good football team. I'll give North Carolina A&T all the credit in the world. They've won a lot of football games in a row. They have a quarterback that won a lot of football games in a row. Coaches that have been around a lot of winning, they know how to win. And right now, we're both in a similar situation, both us and UNC, is that everybody's going to direct their attention to this football game, and that's exactly what we're going to do. And, yeah, every single coach you'd ask, the game that they're coaching is the most critical one of their career. But this one, for all other reasons, is connected to it. It's very critical for our career.
Winnable ball game on Saturday. Talk about how winnable that was. A couple plays here, a couple plays there. Catch a ball in the end zone, find a guy instead of throwing a pick six.
You know,
on third down.
The most critical play of the game was us not having Reed ready to make the play on the play down to where Blake Pro was in the flat open, and we never pass up open flats here. We just don't do that. And we had it worked out the way that it was drawn up. But I didn't have him ready. I didn't have him ready to create that play down there on the end zone. So that was the most critical play. There were some plays here and plays there. The 3rd and 13 and 3rd and 18 by our defense. We just had to keep an edge on the defense there. All in all, our defense played much better, much harder, much more physical. Our defensive front, Nate Harvey, played an exceptional game. We're playing better on defense. Now the critical errors of us getting certain people prepared and ready to play games better. We can't have 8, 9, 10 guys be right. 11 guys have to be right. And I have to do a better job of that.
Coach, how was Reed physically? Did he get banged up at all?
He did. We got him hit too many times in that game. I thought that we need to strain a little bit more in the offensive line. And it wasn't sacks. It was late hits. It wasn't late hits that were illegal late hits. It was just late hits that leaked on him. He should be fine. I saw him this morning. He's in good spirits. Hopefully we'll get a chance to see where he's at. You never know how banged up they are until we get to the practice week. So we'll reevaluate him in practice week. But he finished the game, but he did get hit way too many times, which probably had an effect on him mentally on running the football.
You're taking a lot of responsibility for the game this past Sunday against Antietam. What will you do different in practice this week and then on game day to help put the team in position to win?
The first thing we'll do in practice is we have to get to a point of where we give them more winning and losing critical situations in games, period. We do two-minute drill every week, but we got to put our team in situations where we're providing a good-on-good offense and defense. We'll see much more good-on-good this week. 3rd and 15s, 4th and goal to win, first and more situations than you would normally have to give a team, but that's where we are right now. We're going to have to play less football out in the field and more critical situations. And then as far as the game is concerned, I trust our coach and our coaching staffs more than anything. I got complete trust in David Blackwell and Kirk Dahl and Tony Peterson to get it done. The preparation happens during the week. What happened during the game is more connected to the way we did or did not prepare. And that's me. I put together the game plan. I put together the practice plan. So the one thing that I know that we have to do now is put our guys in just a ton of game-winning situations, which with 3-day work weeks in college football, sometimes become hard, but that's what we have to do. We're going to have to play a lot more football in critical situations.
Do you have a shorter leash now, or do you look to put Kingsley in or Holton even in to give that running threat from the quarterback position?
No, we haven't got to the point where we're talking about shorter leashes. You know, a lot of the things that happened to Reed in the game had a lot to do with a lot of people, sideline and on the field. So before we start, you know, shortening the leash, on our quarterback, I think we need to make sure we direct some of the attention to the people that were responsible for putting him out there, the people that were responsible for protecting him, the people that were responsible for catching some balls, the people that were responsible for running the ball. I really think that we've got to do a good job of that. And we can't fret, because right now, coming out of training camp, one of the things that we saw was that there was a remarkable difference between Reed Herring and our other two quarterbacks. So we can't just think that because we're going to put a new person in there, everything's going to change. We have to base it off of production. Right now, Reed has produced more in practice, more in scrimmages, more over the last 8 to 9 months than those other two. And, we will have to use some different – we'll use some different things to be able to get better in the run game. I was very disappointed that I had to go for it on fourth down as much as I did. You just don't want to do that as a head coach. You don't want to do it to your defense. But you also would like to convert some of those third and shorts. If we would have converted some of those third and shorts, we would have been really, really good percentage in third downs. So, we've got to do a better job of that. No, I think last week that's what you saw. It was a lot of tightness as we continued to go throughout the game. And these kids love this staff. These kids love me. I love these kids. And they felt the pressure of needing to perform. And I think it was good that we understand that all that pressure that mounts, becoming tight, does nothing. It does nothing at all. So I think that this is what we're going to do is we're going to preach, just go out and execute the game plan. And do what you can do to make sure that we're successful. Don't worry about all the other things that come with being in those, some of those situations. And we had some young guys in some critical situations, you know, that didn't play like it was their first time. We had some young guys that play extremely well, and we've got to get everybody to do that.
So in a short week, how do you prevent that from happening a second week in a
row? The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go in here on tomorrow morning and accept responsibility for what happened. And as soon as they understand that I'm accepting responsibility, it will give them a pathway and just a light to accept some responsibility. And we don't point fingers, you know. It's part of who we are as Pirates. We're not gonna you know point the blame or take the. I'll take it because that's where it belongs. And our kids will feel much better when they go in because I'm not gonna let our coach and staff walk in and place the blame on it. Everything that happened out there is directly connected to me.
In the normal course of events coming into this week, do you anticipate any lineup changes?
No.
Are we going to see at some point? Are we going to see Darius Pennix in the backfield?
I would like to see him in the backfield more. I would have liked to see him carry the football more. I would like to see our rotation a little bit better in our backfield. At the end of the game, it was not where it should have been. So yes, you can look to see Darius Pennix some more.
As a former Duke player, is the rivalry with North Carolina different for you as a player than it is as coaching East Carolina, or is it similar with North Carolina?
Listen. No, it's the same word. You know, there is no different. I want to win this football game the same way I've always wanted to win against them. Every time, you know, the word is brought up, it's the same deal.
The Dolphins' line, when you went back to watch it, was it more anything stunning, or were they just beating the guys one-on-one? What was it that was given?
We didn't do well with twist. We didn't do well with smaller, quicker people on twist, coming from a long distance away. I thought the guy that played the best on our offensive front was John Spelsey. And I'll talk about the guys who played the best, and that's about it. Thank you.